Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Attention all small biz owners. At the UPS store, you can count on us to handle your packages with care. With our certified packing experts, your packages are properly packed and protected. And with our pack and ship guarantee, when we pack it and ship it, we guarantee it. Because your items arrive safe or you'll be reimbursed. Visit theupsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Come into your local store today.
We are now starting day three of free agency, and it's been a quite quiet free agency for the Chicago Bulls. The Bulls' biggest move thus far has been the re-signing of Trey Jones, the trade for Isaac Okoro. But on today's episode, I'm going to buck conventional wisdom and tell you why the Bulls' offseason this year could actually be telling us that they are learning from several past mistakes. Maybe. We'll talk about all that, get into a little bit into the mailbag and more right after this.
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for all things Chicago Bulls, hosted by Hayes.
What's going on, Bulls fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related. I'm the host, Hayes, but more importantly, you guys can follow the channel at Bulls Central Pod on every social media platform we happen to be on. With that said, let's go ahead and get into this content today, y'all. And I feel like the Bulls are starting to learn a little bit from their mistakes. And there's going to be several groups of the fan base that doesn't like what I'm about to say, right, in different areas. But just follow me. Like, for anyone who has that feeling, just follow me throughout this whole thought process, right? Hey, the Bulls have not yet re-signed Josh Giddey. And I do feel like this is a bit of them learning from their past mistakes. They re-signed Patrick Williams before the free agency even officially began, before they even knew what the market, like, people look at this and say, all right, well, make them go out and meet with other teams. Even the aspect of not making them go out and meet with other teams, letting the market, right, looking at what deals are being signed out there in free agency, and then looking to say, all right, well, bet, like, hey, P. Will, this is the deal that, you know, some of the people even from your draft class, this is the deal that, you know, other players around your production level are signing. We feel like this is a fair deal. Patrick Williams could then go out and say, no, I want $20 million. And then he can go out and he would have quickly found out that he wasn't worth $20 million out on the open market. Right now, again, I'm not even saying the part of it of going out and getting a deal from somewhere else. You guys know, I've said it for a while, you can't make a player go out and meet with another team. You just can't do that. But you can take the information that you're gathering from the market and use that to actually negotiate. It feels like, especially with it going now to day three of free agency, without a Josh Giddey deal being signed, even though Josh Giddey did post something to his Instagram story of him being in a Bulls jersey, which may mean a deal is coming sooner rather than later. Of course, once that deal does happen, we'll have an episode out on it. But let's just say, for example, that the Bulls are looking at the deals that are out there, regardless of what other teams can meet with Josh Giddey or anything like that, but they are looking at what's being signed out there and using that as saying, all right, bam, Josh, this is what we are offering. This is what we feel. This is why we feel that way. Look at the way the market has gone through free agency. We know that you want this much. This is how we feel. And maybe they're not that far off on a number, but at least gives an actual negotiation part, right? So many Bulls fans have used the negotiation thing as meaning that you have to play hardball with the player. No. And for my Josh Giddey stands that when they hear Josh Giddey may not get exactly what they want, they're like, oh my God, this organization is stupid. No, that's business. When you negotiate, when you are in a conversation trying to get the best value, unless you just overlap and see that value being the exact same, there's always going to be negotiation. And that part is fine. Like, and that's the part that AK has never really done, is really sit back and have to really negotiate, right? He's either overpaid, like, or just, you know, given, like, when we got DeMar DeRozan, DeMar basically got exactly what he wanted because it was a sign and trade. The Bulls, you know, could only had so much leverage to get him in there. The AC deal was fair. The Lonzo deal was fair at that time for what Lonzo Ball was. Now, he ended up getting hurt, things like that. So it's been that Like, really, when you look at some of the bigger deals and more important deals that AK has made, either he didn't negotiate or it was just in a place where he basically, like, he was in a position of power. Kobe, Io, both coming off down years. They had a really good position of, in that case, of getting Kobe and Io for much less. So this is the first time where AK has really, really had to negotiate. He could have did it last year with P. Will, but, you know, and so it seems like they're actually learning from those mistakes. And that doesn't mean that, like, the most, like, nobody's saying that Josh Giddey's not going to be here. The Bulls may be looking, maybe it's years that they're off on. Maybe it is the number of money. Maybe there's a team or a player option in there that they're negotiating back and forth. People hear negotiating and automatically think it has to be negative. It could just be that, hey, we're just coming together and trying to figure out the best path, the best combination of things that gets everybody kind of what they want. If Josh Giddey is taking less than $30 million, let's say he is taking more of a 6.5 or 26.5 or 27 million deal, maybe then it's, hey, let's do 3 years instead of five so I can get back out on the market. And then at that point, I could re-sign and have more time to prove myself. And, you know, we'll see what happens there. All things even. So there's a lot of those things that can go into it. But it seems like, and watch, I say all this, and then, you know, later on today, it's announced that Josh Giddey signed for $32 million or something like that, right? But it seems like there is more of a negotiating being actually done here. And that is definitely AK making a really learning from part of his past mistakes. But one of the bigger ones, is that, and this is where more Bulls fans are not going to be with me on this, and I understand it, but this isn't even saying that it may end up being the right thing. It's just saying that I see the mindset in it, right? As many Bulls fans have said, well, why haven't we made a big move to make us better? Here's what I'm going to tell you. It's actually good that the Bulls have not made a super splash move. You know why? Because the Bulls' second offseason being here, it was their, you know, first full offseason, but their second offseason, they're talking about the year they signed DeMar DeRozan and all that. They went completely in with having a little bit of money. Keep in mind, they had no cap space when they signed DeMar DeRozan, Alex Caruso, and Lonzo Ball. That's why they had to create those as sign-in trades to get those guys in here. But with that said, that the reason why it's good is that, A, for all my Bulls fans that over the last few months have complained, oh my God, the run after February was bad. March basketball isn't real. Why are we believing in March basketball? Why did it this? And then turn around this offseason and say, why haven't we made the big moves to make this thing? Guess what? Actually evaluate where you are. And that's the way that I look at it, is that the Bulls saw a bit of a glimpse. And in prior years, AK would have took that little bit of a glimpse and said, all right, bet. We're about to throw a bunch of money, right, into supporting that little glimpse that we had, and then we're left with the team that we're then locked into with only basically a little bit of a glimpse. The Bulls, the season that they traded for Nikola Vucevic, they were on pace to make the playoffs. Then Zach LaVine went down with, you know, COVID, and he missed 2 weeks, the final 2 weeks of the season. Maybe it was even a little bit longer than that. And then the Bulls didn't make the playoffs. But the Bulls had that little bit of glimpse of, oh, we made the Vooch trade, and we were right there being a playoff team, and then they went out and got DeMar. They went out and got Alex Caruso. They went out and got Lonzo. They went out and traded Lauri, right? They went out and did all these things as if they were a team that had proven anything yet, right? And had the team actually said, bet, let's wait and see what this addition of Nikola Vucevic looks like first. Let's see if we actually can make the playoffs with just Zach LaVine and Vooch and whatever we have surrounding them. And then if we can make it in a full season, now let's go all in to support that, right? Even that extra little bit of waiting, right, could have got the Bulls something, could have told the Bulls exactly where they were, could have maybe saved off one of the picks that we sent to Orlando, a lot of different things there. So the fact that the Bulls are showing more patience and actually evaluating what they have on the roster, the Trey Jones contract is $8 million. That's nothing. That's a sneeze in the pan. It really, when you're talking about in the grand scheme, it's 4% of the salary cap. So even though they have re-signed Trey Jones, that's nothing, right? And so when you have the $61 million in expiring contracts, when you have your big names in Kobe White and Io DeSumo, bigger names in Kobe White and Io DeSumo coming into unrestricted free agency, guess what? If you made a bunch of big moves to support this core and then those guys become unrestricted free agents, you're going to be more inclined to pay whatever to keep those guys because you've now invested in what that team could look like. So now in showing more patience to say, hey, we saw a little bit of something. Let's see if that's actually something that's sustainable. I do not expect them to keep up the rate that they played with last year after March. That would put you at an almost 52-win team, right? But how much of that is legit? And then based off how much of that is legit, that's where you can start making your maneuvers. So now, let's pair the things together. One, actually negotiating with Josh Giddey. We'll see where the deal ends up being. But if they're actually negotiating with Josh Giddey, one, it either can get him on a little bit lower of a number, or two, you have now a condensed amount of time where he's not signing for the full 5 years, and then you're really looking at that time of what we can do in that before we decide to give him the really big money on his third contract. It also allows you time to see the Coby White and Josh Giddey fit. And then now you've made defensive acquisitions in Isaac Okoro and even Noah Essanay, who there's more and more talk about Noah actually being in the rotation next year. You've made those acquisitions to better support what you have here. You get to see another year of Modest Bouzelis. How does Modest take a step up? And then you get an opportunity to evaluate Kevin Huerter, Zach Collins, and see what those guys are. Those guys that can be your veteran bench players or veteran whatever support players to support that core. You have more time to make a decision. And so I know, and I said this before, this is why the patience play is how you can build something sustainable. If the Bulls went all in this offseason and used that little bit of $46 million beneath the cap to get extremely creative, and you're now taking on long-term money here and there, that locks you into the team that you have there. And then that's when you start seeing the mistakes that the Bulls made during the DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine era, where they had to keep making acquisitions that made sense to that team, and they didn't really sign long-term contracts, but you were almost locked into that build. Now you give yourself an opportunity to say, hey, before the summer of 26, where we do have tremendous flexibility in the summer of 26, before making that, let's make some specific acquisitions to kind of better help that aren't big. Like, when you look at it, the Bulls have taken on $19 million of new money. $11 million for Isaac Okoro, who is only $1 million more than Lonzo Ball. $8 million for Trey Jones. That's all that you've acquired so far, right? Now, of course, the Josh Giddey contract's coming. We expected that in either one of these places and scenarios. Again, just trying to add some logic to what the Bulls are doing. They are doing the patience play. And what do I always say? Doing things more patiently and over time, that's how you can get to something that's more sustainable. Now, I'm not here to say that, and the good thing about this too is I'm not painting this all in a good light. If this build does not work, let's say it crashes and burns. Let's say that the Bulls come into this season and Josh Giddey and Coby don't work, right? Let's say that we come into this season and Kevin Huerter looks like complete trash, then he doesn't look as good as he looked last year, right? Let's say that that Io can't stay healthy again. Now you have room to actually not just pivot. So the Bulls are leaving themselves open in 2026 to where they can make big moves to support what they have, or they can make big pivots away from what they have because it did not work with a full season of data on it. And that's the place that you want to be. You do not want to be locked in to anything before you know exactly what it is. And yes, Josh Giddey will have a contract by then, but that's really it when you look at it. P. Will is already here, right? So it gives the Bulls a chance to more so pivot and to evaluate what they have on this roster if they do it that way. That's the way that does need more patience. That's the way that the fan base is going to look at it and be like, I'm not quite sure what the hell this team is doing here. But that may be the way that is the path to something more sustainable. But they got to show and prove, because if you keep making dumbass decisions, then we're just going to be in the spiral of this constantly. And that's where the part comes in at. And you know, a lot of this is, unfortunately, trying to bet on AK making the right and smart moves, which is a fear of all of itself, right? And I'm not going to say that that's not that. So we got to see how things are going to work out. But I just wanted to add a different perspective on what we're seeing this offseason, because I understand the frustration from Bulls fans saying things like, well, why aren't we making this move? Why aren't we going all in? We didn't make a single big splash move. Well, I don't think this is the time really for the Bulls to make a big splash. You make a big splash now, that big splash can knock all the water out your pool, and then you're sitting on your ass on concrete, right? And that shit don't feel good. So I think that's where the Bulls are trying to avoid right now in what they're going about.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With their build, and we got to see. Now, could I be attributing a level of thinking that AK is not applying to this? Absolutely. And we shall see if that's what the Bulls do. But, you know, we'll see. But I do think taking this year as a year to really, really, especially with a weaker East. Now, I'm not saying that the Bulls are all of a sudden a top six team in this, but the Pacers are now knocked. Like, that. No Tyrese, no Miles Turner. They still got some talented pieces on that team, but the cohesion, gone, right? Of course, the Orlando Magic and the Atlanta Hawks have made really good moves to move themselves up for sure. But the East has now changed. So now you guys have an opportunity to show us really what you can bring us. Josh Giddey, you said in your postseason presser, the way that you finish the season is more like who you are. Go and prove that. Kobe White, it's a contract year. You're now coming into the season as the go-to scorer for the first time, and your role is not changing from what it was when we ended. Now show us what you can bring. Io, you're coming back from injury in a season that looked like you were about to be that two-way player that we need to support this core. Let's see what you can bring. Modest, can you take a step up from year one to year two? These are things that we're hoping to see from the Chicago Bulls, and they put themselves in a position to really, truly evaluate that. And if a few of those things hit this season, man, we got the flexibility in 2026 summer to really then make those moves for this team. And I know Bulls fans are tired of being patient, but patience is what ends up, like I said, having something more sustainable. We just got to see if the Bulls can get there. But let me know what you guys think on that down below. Lastly, before we get a little bit into the mailbag, Casey Johnson basically poured all the cold water possible on the Jonathan Kuminga trade. Now, he did say from what he's hearing, that's not an option. He did leave the door open to say that that could definitely change. But I think now when you look at the Jonathan Kuminga stuff, like, you can tell the Kuminga thing probably just ain't happening for this team. And I think that's the right play, to be 100% honest with you. I don't think the Bulls should be like, with the forwards that you've added now, like, if you drafted a center over Noah Essengay, then you're talking about something to where it would make some sense for you then to, where it makes some sense for you to pivot, right? Or to bring in a Jonathan Kuminga. But now with you bringing in Isaac Okoro, you drafted Noah Essengay, Modest Muzilla's taking a step up. I just don't see the Bulls doing this thing for Jonathan Kuminga now. And Casey Johnson kind of supported that too as well. We just got to see if that's going to really be what happens there. But you guys can let me know how you feel on that down below. But with that said, got a couple of voicemails that I do want to get into today. This first one that we have, all new callers, none of them left their names. So the first one comes from the 312.
Hey, what's up, bro? First of all, man, appreciate everything you're doing. You know, it kind of gives us something to do while we, you know, sit around not doing nothing, not able to watch no games. I'm going to get right to it, man. I like the Trey Jones move. I ain't worried about Giddey. I know we going to re-sign him eventually. It's only a matter of time. I kind of like everything we got set up right now, you know, with where we at. Only thing I would possibly look into, and it might be a stretch, is Walker Kessler. I know it was reported the Lakers looking at him. And, you know, pretty much the Lakers pretty much backed off because they was asking for multiple firsts. But that guy right there would be a great addition, especially if we're going to get rid of Vooch. Eventually, that's going to happen. With Giddey and Puzelis and Kobe, I look at them three guys as the core. Giddey, Puzelis, and Kobe. Hopefully, AK looks at them as the core as well. And we'll see what Noah Essengay turn out to be. But if we got them three guys as the core, we can fool around and get a Walker Kessler. I think that would be a big deal. Let me know what you think, man. Keep doing your thing, bro.
Looking into Walker Kessler, I think would be a really good, safe play for the Chicago Bulls for sure, because I look at Walker Kessler, I say this. Even if Walker Kessler does not end up being your starting center of the future, whatever you want to name it, that's a really good starting center to have while your center of the future is either developing or you're still looking for that center of the future. Walker Kessler can be that. A lot of, maybe some even say, hey, Hayes, Walker Kessler can be that center of the future for the Bulls. And I'm not here to tell you you're 100% wrong on that, but I know we'll see. He brings the rim protection that you need. He's not necessarily the switchable big that you need, but like, not everybody's going to bring everything, 100% of everything that you want to need to a team. So, you know, that's what you have to look at there. But I think, you know, Walker Kessler could be good. Now, the problem is that how many teams are going to be trying to get Walker Kessler? And that's what you have to ask yourself, because I do see a lot of teams probably potentially being out there trying to get Walker Kessler, with him being available for a while now. Kind of like with Miles Turner, he's been somebody that has been in trade talks almost since as long as he's been in the NBA, right? Like that's how much it's going to go there. But we shall see what's going to happen. You know, I wouldn't be mad at the Bulls making a move for Walker Kessler. Could they be interested in expiring in Vooch if we attach a second? Maybe. So we'll see what happens. As far as Giddey, Buzilis, and Kobe being the new core, I think that they have to prove that this year. Last year, we saw some flashes. I think this year has to be the proof of concept. They have to prove that they can be a core that you can build around and not just players you can build with. I think those, like, getting that evaluation wrong has led so many teams down the wrong path. You got to identify, is it a player that you can build with, or is it somebody that you can build around? And if this is a core that you can just build with, great. That's still not a bad thing. But if it ends up being something that you feel confident that you can build around this core, that's really what changes things. And I think that's what they're going to prove, to my earlier point in this episode. All right. Let's get into the next one, man. This one's from the 779.
Yo, Hayes, keep this short and sweet, man. This is like starting to scare me. They haven't signed Giddey yet. I'm afraid the Bulls are going to throw like $50 million at Chris Paul to play 1 year. Seems like something they do in the past anyway. Oh, boy. Peace and love. See you right if you can. Love you. Hey, keep up the good work.
Worried that the Bulls haven't signed Josh Giddey yet? No. And as far as them throwing a lot of money at somebody like Chris Paul, I don't think so with that either. Like, Josh Giddey's going to be here. I feel pretty confident in that. And I don't even think it's going to be like, even the $30 million wasn't a crazy deal. So, overall, if the Bulls really are using this to negotiate, great. But I don't think it's something to be worried about as it stands right now. I don't think that if it was more to worry about, I think that we would hear more turmoil. The fact that it's quiet for the most part, I think this just means that they are really going over this deal and both sides are really bringing what they need to the table. And they're trying to figure out the best way between all of that so that everybody kind of gets a lot of what they want. Nobody's going to walk away with everything of what they want, but feel comfortable about what they're walking away with. I think that's what's happening here. But, all right, let's get into the last voicemail, man. This one's from the 612.
What's up, Hayes? I've been locked in, man, ever since. Probably, like, the first episode. I can't remember which episode it was. But I've been locked in probably, like, for a couple of years now. Good, like, seeing the show. Keep up the good work, brother. But I don't know what the Bulls, man. I'm a long time Bulls fan, man. This is Reggie Theus days, Artis Gilmore in them days. So, you know, yeah, I'm an old head, man. But I don't know what the Bulls doing at this point, man. I think they got lucky when they got Jordan, and they got lucky when they got Rose, and they drafted those two guys. So unless the Bulls get lucky again and hit the lottery and get the top pick, you know, or probably like the top three or something like that, they just going to keep being bottom feeders to the league, man. You know, they keep shipping away talent. You know, they don't let the talent, you know, develop. And probably some parts of it is that they don't know how to develop the talent. So, like OKC, man, they draft guys and they develop their talent. And look, now they're champions. So, I don't know, man. You know, Ayo, I don't want them to get rid of him. You know, they can get rid of anybody else but Ayo. You know, he's homegrown. I like to see that dude, you know, stay with the Bulls as long as he can. And, you know, stuff like that, because he can play on both ends. And he's probably the only one on the squad that can play on both ends. But I'm glad they re-signed Trey Jones. You know, I was a big fan of his the moment they got him. Herter, you know, him. And so, I mean, unless the core, I mean, those pieces, the squad we getting can come together, I don't see us doing anything, man. We just going to be the play-in team, or might not even make the play-in team, because the other teams in the East have gotten better. Even the lower teams, you know, the Charlottes and the Washingtons and stuff like that, man, they're getting better. And the Bulls just stuck. You know, we're getting little pieces, but I don't know, man. So, yeah. Alrighty, man. Shut time up. Everything else down.
All right, so let's break this down. A, yes, the Bulls got lucky with Michael Jordan and with Derrick Rose, but every team gets lucky. It's called a lottery. Luck is literally built into the fiber of what it was. But guess what? Jerry Krause cared more about winning than anything, and the way and moves that he moved around once they had Mike, that's where you become, because a lot of teams get lucky and draft a great player. They don't really do nothing with it. Like, look, how many Dames, Carmelo Anthony's are there of the world whose teams really don't really accomplish nothing despite having some really good talent there, right? So I think that you have to get lucky, but then you also have to be smart after getting lucky. And so I think that's something that you have to be smart enough to build after the luck comes. And so yeah, I'm not going to knock the team and say, oh, well, they got to get lucky and get a top three pick. Yeah, everybody does. Everybody who's like, they had to get lucky. It's a lottery. You literally have to get lucky when it comes down to that. I think that the bigger issue right now is that the Bulls haven't moved smart. And even before the Derrick Rose thing, they had a team then that had gone on playoff runs before they ever got Derrick Rose. They were able to get Derrick Rose because they had one bad season that was bad. And then they got lucky and got the number one overall pick and then added him to the core that they had already been going on playoff runs with, right? So I think the bigger issue is that the Bulls just have not been smart. And that's why I'm trying to look at what they're doing now in this season and say, maybe they're finally learning some things really and trying to be smart in some stuff. So we shall see. We shall see what's going to happen. Again, I'm not ready to crown them yet and say for sure that they're doing anything smart, but I am willing to say, hey, maybe they're starting to do some stuff smart here because of the way that they're trying to view and show a little bit of patience. Whereas before they would have been willing, like they were like Tyrus Thomas with blocks. The moment they saw a little bit of luck, and like how Tyrus, if you winked at Thomas, he jumped and tried to get a block shot, they went all in. So, you know, they're showing a little bit more patience, which I do think can build something more sustainable. But they got to start prioritizing winning and building something meaningful more than anything. And let's see if they can do that. I have my doubts on AK in that area, but we'll see what can be done there. But that's my time for today, guys. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Make sure you guys are following us at Bull Central Pod. You can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns. BullCentralPod@gmail.com. Lastly, if you want to leave a text message and our voicemail for the mailbag, the number to do so, 773-270-2799. We are the number one spot for everything basketball related, but that's thanks to you, lovely and beautiful people. And like I like to end every episode on, go Bulls. Love you guys. See you right if you can, y'all. Peace.
This has been a presentation of the Break Media.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply in-app only.
Save big money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week.
Save